This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580. I'm Celeste Quinn. Chef Carlo Anselmo is my guest in this portion of the program. Once again, the chef is teaching a number of classes on Italian cuisine in the coming weeks through the Urbana Adult Education Department. His classes are among a wide offering of classes for people in the community. What's the chef up to this time around? Three new offerings: Sicilian favorites, trattoria cooking, and quick pasta classics. The first class, March 27th. The second one, trattoria cooking, April 3rd. And finally, quick pasta classics on April the 10th. They're all Thursday evenings.
Thursday evenings from 6:30 to 9.
And they're all at Urbana High.
Urbana High School is where we conduct the classes.
Okay. And you're here this afternoon to tell me a little bit about your love of food and cooking, and maybe you'll share a recipe with us.
It's so exciting for me to be here, number one. First off, I can't tell you how much I enjoy doing this and passing the good things in my life to other people's good life, things in their lives to make it good. And to offer them the classes that we do, starting with an appetizer, two main courses, a salad with a fancy vinaigrette, and two desserts. All in a class. Plus, in addition to that, we do knife skills, and we have conversion charts in my little booklet that we have put together on how to cook perfect pasta, for example. In addition, in that feature there, we even show you the pasta shapes and give you a little description of that. So we have how to start your Italian pantry, how to build a beginner's pantry, the intermediate pantry, mm-hmm. and the advanced pantry.
And I imagine you have a great time doing this, and all the students have a wonderful time as well on a Thursday evening.
I hate to sound egotistical, but I think I get so excited in the class that it's very hard to contain me.
Yeah. When did you begin cooking?
Well, we started as a youngster in the family. We cooked, and I was a cook in the service. I went to cook school in the service and became a cook and an instructor in a meat cutting school. And from there, I went to Korea for 16 lovely months. Mm. But this love of cooking has been great, and I just love sharing the things that I have to share with people.
Yeah. What part of Italy did your family come from?
We're from Sicily.
Sicily. Yes. Okay. What part of Sicily?
Near Palermo.
Near Palermo.
A small town called Ventimiglia, yeah. Which means 20 pounds. Miles from
20
Palermo.
Miles. Very good. Well, you've brought some recipes with you this afternoon, and we've got a fair amount of time left here this afternoon, so maybe you would share at least one of them with us. You've got a pasta recipe there that looks awfully good.
Oh, this is a very quick and easy one if you really want to wow your friends sometime and you have unexpected guests and you use the pantry as the food source, as I recommend in the book. This one is called pasta, peas, cream, parsley, and mint. Very simple, easily to do. The ingredients are 1 16-ounce package of large shells or elbow pasta, or the pasta of your choice, 1 1/4 cups of heavy whipping cream, 1 16-ounce package of frozen petite peas. Do not thaw. That's important. 2 1/4 cups of freshly grated Parmesan cheese, plus additional for serving, 1/4 cup of chopped fresh mint, and 1/2 cup of chopped fresh Italian parsley divided. So we begin with cooking the pasta in a pot of boiling salted water, mm-hmm. and that should have the taste of the sea when you put your salt in there, and we want to cook that till al dente, which is firm to the bite. Stirring occasionally, and drain the pasta, reserving 1/2 cup of pasta water, and return the pasta to the pot. Meanwhile, bring cream to a simmer in a large skillet over medium-high heat. Add peas and simmer until just heated through, 1 to 2 minutes. Add 2 1/2 cups of cheese and stir until melted and the sauce thickens slightly, about a minute. Stir in mint and a quarter cup of parsley. Now, if you're using fresh parsley and fresh mint, you want to add those at the end. You don't want to cook those. Now, if you're using dry, you should probably put those at the beginning. Pour the sauce over the pasta, toss the coat, adding additional pasta liquid by tablespoons and dry. Season to taste with salt and pepper, transfer to a bowl, and enjoy. Sprinkle with the remaining parsley and serve with additional Parmesan cheese alongside.
Okay, now why is it important not to thaw those peas?
Well, you don't want to overcook them.
Okay. You want everything to be fresh.
Fresh, nice and tasty, okay. nice to the bite.
Okay. And this is something I've learned relatively recently is the beauty of the pasta water.
Pasta water is an additional ingredient.
Yeah.
Yes, that's an additional ingredient. It will help sometimes in cases where it would thicken the sauce for you or thin it.
Loosen it up a little bit. Yeah, as well. And that fresh Parmesan cheese, it's hard to beat that. And
Parmigiano Reggiano.
Yeah, and then with the whipping cream. That's good, isn't it?
And it's only a 20-minute dish.
Yeah. Now, what would you serve with this?
Well, a nice salad of sort. We have a nice
green salad.
Romaine. You can be happy.
Something crisp so that it acts as a foil to the creaminess of the pasta and the cream and the peas. So what do we've got?
We have a salad that's very, very good. The romaine salad with a blue cheese vinaigrette would be excellent to serve alongside with the cheese and the cream sauce.
Okay. What time's dinner?
I'm ready to cook right now.
If only we had a stove in here.
Yeah.
So tell us, maybe you would share with us from the courses that you're coming up here. I have the Sicilian favorites, for example. You're going to do tell us about the pastas that you're going to do on the Sicilian favorites.
In the Sicilian favorites, we're doing the fusilli, which is the curly type pasta with spinach and Asiago cheese. That's one of the entrees. The other one is tomato basil cheese al forno, where we're going to bake that pasta. And the salad is green on greens. Mm-hmm. And the dessert is a ricotta cake. We also do a little side dessert that's called crostata, and it's very simple to make, and it looks as elegant on the plate as you took forever to make it. Just a simple pie crust with a marmalade or blueberry jam, preserves, I should say, and just bake the crostata and sprinkle with the almonds or nuts on top and a little powdered sugar, and away you go, and it's very, very elegant.
That sounds very good. Now, this basil cheese al forno, can you describe that for me? That sounds really good. And al forno means from the oven?
The oven, yes.
Okay.
It's a basic tomato sauce with cheese, and then we layer it in a baking pan and then just sprinkle the cheese between layers.
Sounds very good. This is a way to really learn some new things, isn't it? And kind of most of us do, you know, pastas like lasagna and, rigatoni, the really basic things. But here there are some new things that we could learn. And then trattoria cooking. Now, what does trattoria refer to?
It's a basic restaurant in in Italy.
Okay. And on that one, you've got a tuna puttanesca.
That's the ladies of the night.
Yeah, wink.
Yep, wink.
That sounds good. And also, this is hearty cooking here. The bow tie pasta, right, with turkey sausage, mushrooms, and peas. That sounds good as well. So, to review here, we've got Sicilian favorites. That's coming up on March 27th, and then trattoria cooking, April 3rd, and quick pasta classics. That's a good one for getting some new recipes into the weeknight repertoire. That one is Thursday, April 10th. And all these classes meet at Urbana High School Thursday evenings, 6:30 to 9. And
correct.
We're going to have a great time, right?
When we furnish all the recipes, we have a nice little booklet that we produced with all kinds of tips and tricks and conversion charts and the pantry and so on.
Okay. And for more information, listeners, you can contact Urbana Adult Education, and I'll give you a phone number in just a moment, or you can put Urbana Adult Education into your browser on the computer. Urbana Adult Education, it's going to be in the phone book, but I'll give you the phone number, 384-3530. And our thanks this afternoon to Chef Carlo. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's been a joy to be here.
I should say grazie.
Prego.